time to talk some chili cook-off. And we've got Alexis Harristy from the Firelands Junior State of America joining us on the line right now. Alexis, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we get into the chili cook-off, for those that don't know, what is the Firelands Junior State of America?
The Junior State of America is a civics leadership club for young adults in high school, and it essentially is able to help kids fight apathy, especially within our political system, so that they are able to better understand what is going on in our world before we actually get out into the world, and, you know, so we can try to make a difference.
And we're going to get into what some of the proceeds from the chili cook-off will go towards, because I know you guys are trying to raise funds for a trip. But let's dive into the details of the chili cook-off itself. It takes place this Thursday. Where exactly is all this going down, and what time is it taking place?
Yes, it is this Thursday, and it is in Amherst at the Amherst Eagles Club from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock p.m. And we will be there the entire time, having raffle baskets, trying multiple different chilies from a lot of people in our community. And we are really excited to be able to hold this event for our students here at Firelands High School.
Now, I know you guys have options available for those that want to enter their chili, and for those that are coming to get a taste of the chili, you've got openings for both of them. So let's begin with the details for those who wish to submit their chili into the chili cook-off. What do they have to do in order to get involved?
Yes, absolutely. The only thing you have to do is email firelandsjsa@gmail.com with your name and how much chili you would be making. That's all you have to do. It's completely free. You just have to email us, and you are completely put right into the system.
Now, is there a cost in order to submit your chili into this?
Nope, it's completely free. And there is a prize for whoever's chili wins the competition.
So how many chilies are you guys anticipating at this event? Because people get pretty competitive when it comes to chili cook-offs.
Oh, you are absolutely right with that one. We have about 8 or 9 so far, but we do have other people from the fire stations that are willing to submit theirs as well. So we've got a good amount of chilies coming in for us and that we are able to try out. So it'll be really fun to see who's able to win and take home these prizes.
Again, we are speaking with Alexis Harristy of the Firelands Junior State of America. They're hosting a chili cook-off this coming Thursday. Now, if you want to attend the event just to try the chili, what do you need to know going in?
Yes, you are also able to email firelandsjsa@gmail.com or jmiller@firelandsschools.org. And you can just say, hey, leave me a ticket aside, and we will hold it for you at the door, and you will have to pay at the door. It is only $10 a ticket, and that includes your entire meal, that includes entertainment, and your whole admission for the night.
What kinds of entertainment will be available at this event?
We are hoping to have one of our select choirs from our school come and perform some Christmas carols. So we hope to be able to incorporate more of our school into the actual event itself.
Is this the first year that you guys have conducted this event?
Yes, this is actually the first year that we are an official club at our high school. The Firelands JSA itself has been around for about 6 years now, but this year our teacher, Mr. Joe Miller, has been really, really generous and has helped us tremendously get a kickstart in our program. But around Ohio, there are over 100 different chapters that have been running for years. So we are hoping to get our kids involved a lot more and to kind of catch up with the other schools that have been in it for a long time.
What was it that made you guys stumble on the chili cook-off? I love the idea because I think everybody loves a good chili cook-off. I love the idea about having one of the choir groups come out and sing as well, since we are in the middle of the holiday season. How did this all come together?
We were at a meeting, and we were discussing what we should do to help fundraise. And it was brought to my attention by one of our members that, hey, it's the holiday season, it's cold outside, and who doesn't love a good bowl of chili? And we were like, how about we make it a competition? And all of a sudden, everybody's faces just lit up, and we were like, this is a great idea, and immediately we started planning and deciding what we should do, and everybody was just so excited to do this because who doesn't love chili? And we thought it was a great idea to be able to incorporate our community in it as well.
Well, no question about it. And I think Mother Nature's going to cooperate because she's certainly cooling things off a bit here over the next 48 hours. So I think that kind of fit right in with the plan. Now, you mentioned that there will be some prizes awarded, too, for the best chili. What kinds of things are you guys looking for as far as chili goes in your mind? What makes a good chili or what could win this competition?
Well, we are looking for, the different variations of chili. My grandma is making a chili that has different like taco recipes included into it. And I have another member in our group whose mother is making a chili solely based on her Polish heritage. And so I'm really excited to just see the different variations of the chili that people are able to bring to the table, because everybody, when they think of chili, just think of the standard meat, beans, tomatoes, and kind of leave it at that. But there are so many different kinds that we aren't really used to that I'm hoping that we can incorporate other people's cultures into this and make it more of a learning experience rather than just a good time. And the prizes themselves, there are first, second, and third places for the chilies. The third place prize is $100. Second place prize is $150. And the first place prize is $200. So we are hoping that people are able to bring in their chili and win a little prize to be able to help us fund our trip to Washington, D.C. in February.
Very cool stuff. That leads me into my next question. We'll get to that here in just a minute. But, wow, I mean, if you're into chili, and, again, I know people get competitive when it comes to chili, step your game up. That's a pretty awesome prize. First place, second place, and third place. Nothing to sneeze at. No question about it. Well, tell us all about the trip that you guys would like to go on with the funds from the cook-off. You guys want to go to Washington, D.C., correct?
Yes, yes. We are going to Washington, D.C. in February, and this is an annual trip that the Junior State of America holds nationwide, and all of the schools from all around the country get to come, and we debate different political topics that are very heated within our communities and our local governments right now, and we also get to experience what the nation's capital is all about. There are multiple students in our organization right now that have never been to Washington, D.C. before and who are hoping to pursue a career in politics. So I'm hoping that they are able to go there and not only get experience, but get the inspiration that they are looking for to be able to pursue those careers. And this trip itself, every single year, is a four-day trip. First 3 days are simply just the debates and the different conventions held at one of the hotels in right outside of Washington, D.C. And the fourth day, we get to go around Washington, D.C. and get to go on tours of Washington, D.C. So this is really important for us because we are a political club that we get to go and experience the big guns of the political world. So I'm really hoping that this trip is able to fund all of our students that really, really want to go and have a passion to pursue this in their future.
Sounds like that would be a really awesome experience, no question about it. Well, Alexis, before we let you go, one last time, want to give you an opportunity to throw the contact information out there one more time for our listeners who may be interested in either submitting some chili or who are attended, or I should say who are interested in attending the chili cook-off on Thursday. Who should they contact and where can they go to get more information?
Yes, absolutely. You can simply contact Firelands, J-S-A, that's F-I-R-E-L-A-N-D-S, J-S-A, at gmail.com, or you can contact jmiller@firelandsschools.org, and you can email both of those, whether you want to make a chili or whether you would like to attend the fundraiser. Both of those emails will be available to collect your information.
Very good stuff. Alexis, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us, and have some fun with that chili cook-off on Thursday.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. I'm really looking forward to a good attendance.
Absolutely. Again, that's Alexis Haristy from the Firelands Junior State of America. Make sure you head out to that chili cook-off. It takes place this Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I think if you go to it, whether you're submitting your chili or if you are tasting the chili, one way or the other, you're going to have a great time.